Hello, beautiful people. Hello, Liz.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to episode number five of Ascend with Sarah and Liz.
Welcome, welcome.
So how's life?
It's so good. I'm on the beach in southern Thailand. I'm enjoying my throat clearing and activation course. I was gonna set up inside today where it's all controlled and like everything was like outside. So I'm bringing in the like, there's all these beautiful flowers behind me and just sharing the nice environment out here. It's so beautiful. So yeah, a lot of hard work, but a lot of pride coming up at following through on what wants to be done. So that feels good. How about you?
I would say that I'm pretty much in the void right now. And it's a big void. It's very when I realized that it's like a Mercury, double Mercury retrograde, I was like, oh, I feel it. So if people are feeling the resistance a lot or that energy isn't moving properly, then that might be it. So today we're going to talk a little bit about the void, manifesting from the void, speaking your reality from the void. Like, what are we doing with the void, and how do we approach it in this day and age? Like, we're still early on in the year of the ascension. We're still on quarter one. We're still in this weird pre-phase kind of energy. Very strange. At least I'm experiencing it as very strange that things happen and technology is not working and the communication is confusion. I would say there's a lot of confusion. So we're going to dive deeper into that. But before we
Love
get our
that.
finger on the pulse on the, or we before we dive into the void, what do you have going on? You are in the middle of your voice activation and clearing course. How's it going? I mean, I know how it's going because I'm in it.
It's so good. I'm constantly shocked at like how good it is because it's what happens when you align and you allow what wants to come through to come through you rather than trying to control it, is that like my human awareness, it can actually be very stricken with how powerful it is and of what's coming through. So it's been really, really fun, really, really powerful. I've been working really hard on all the materials for it. And I think it's really saving me through this time, because there's so much the throat clearing and activation is coming through me at such a frequency that I'm singing all the time, and it's just keeping me kind of moving forward. So we are in these eclipse cycle. I mean, we're in between two eclipses, and there's just so much going on. It's such a reset. But I feel like this course that I committed to and that I'm now following through with is almost like I'm seeing, like putting little golden steps in front of my feet. So it would be like there's no ground, but like I've got a little step and a little step. So it's feeling good, and it's so great. And it's intended as a video replay class. So if you want to join in after, because obviously we're already doing the live journey, it will be available for lifetime access. And there's just a lot of really great resources in there. So yeah, that's here. And when we talk about speaking our reality into form, which is what I want to talk about in our conversation of manifesting from the void, the more we can activate our throat to speak our truth and to speak our reality, the more powerful we're going to be in creating the reality we want with our vocal technology. So yeah, that's I'm right in the middle of that.
I'm so looking forward to doing the part two after this call today. I couldn't join on Monday, so I need to do the replay. So and I it's like I have that because I need that today. So that's gonna be
Yeah.
great.
It's
But
there for you.
so yeah,
What's up?
so start talking a bit more about manifesting your reality into form. What
It's so simple and then so layered that we could talk about, but you just speak what you want. And I feel like we're so not used to doing that, or we're so used to feeling, well, I don't want to be selfish, or why should I get that? But we've forgotten how powerful we are, and that we actually can shift reality around us through our own embodiment. So there's always deeper to go with how much access to our power we have, right? But it's as simple as you want something, like say thank you for it out loud. Like thank you, like it's already happened. I've had issues with my air conditioner here. It's such a funny example, but I talk about it in the course. And I'm like, thank you that this situation is resolved, and I command that this AC is going to work because it's really hot here. And the next day it's working. So I just see this over and over again, where if I'm willing to actually speak with gratitude and an element of surrender, right? Because we're not trying to control people's free will with our speech. We're not trying to do harm, So if I'm unclear about what I want, or exactly how it's going to resolve, because that's a big part of manifesting, is to try not to have to control it too much. But thank you that this happens under the highest and best for all involved. It can be so simple. And it's really just speak what you want out loud into the world and watch the world shift to make it happen. And the more you do it and the more you learn about it, the quicker you're going to see the manifestations coming into form.
Knowing what you want and having the clarity is the foundation of manifestation. If you don't know where you're going, then I mean, you can end up anywhere. And that's the interesting thing by manifesting from the void, because you don't have access to creativity, you don't have access to intuition, you don't have access. We end up in an energetic zone that is, I mean, that's why it's called the void, because it's dark. We can't, it's like there's nothing to grasp, there's nothing to hold on to. Usually it's combined with a feeling of uncertainty and fear, maybe, and not knowing what to do, and like not knowing what's gonna come. Is this gonna work? What's it's like it's this it's like it, it can feel like free falling sometimes. And it's a very particular sensation to have. So if we don't know what we want, if we don't know what we're going, ending up in the void can be very, very difficult, because it's the ability to hold. It's like you're navigating a ship in a storm, and then night comes, and it's like the ship is still sailing, because you need to be there. You need to stay on course, but you can't see anything, and you don't. You got to trust the radar, or you got to trust, your sense of direction or the landmarks. It's like you got to hold on to something to stay on course. And the void is very difficult to stay on course, because we get emotionally and energetically thrown off. And we can get overwhelmed with the inability to make choices in a position where we kind of have to make choices and move forward. So, yeah, what do you think when I say that?
I just love when you speak, because you get so many beautiful visions and insights, and it just lands so deeply. There's such a clear truth in it, and then I'm so inspired by ways to feel more in alignment and more empowered from these spaces. So I actually just got, we might want to, after I say one thing, go into our opening grounding meditation, because I just saw it. I saw what's going to happen. And the other thing is, from this space, because I know I've been there, and I've, felt like I can't even freaking get out of bed, and I'm just gonna watch Netflix and eat cupcakes. And this is when it's another topic I really want to dive into, and I don't think it's for today to go that deep into it, but There's a lot. Okay. This is when you ask for help. Because we don't always actually have to know the answer and know what way to go. And if we can be willing to surrender and to ask for help and to be guided and to have the solution placed in front of us and to be shown with confidence and clarity when it's time to make that move and that action, it can take some of that pressure off of like, shit, I have to do this, but I don't know because I'm in the void and the void is real and that's a space. It's part of creation, it's part of the cycle. So it's not about fighting that. It's then letting go, and it's that trust that you were talking about is surrendering into like, can my intention, prayer, manifestation that's been living in my heart for so long, like carry me through, like you said on the ship, can it carry me through this time when it's dark and I can't actually see what's going on?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, it can we? I mean, in the void, that's when you're already in a situation, and the new things comes up. There was a mistake you made. There was a blind spot in the past, and then that gets revealed, and you realize it's like. It's all of the things, situations occur from nothing, and that's a it's a particular space to be in because, yeah, it's the aligned action that's going to take you out of it. It's like being in the mud, but still, it's like surrender would then you would just get swollen and like swamped in, like, what do you call it? It's like immersed in it and sucked down into the quicksand. But what we need to do is that's when we really need to do the action and like find something inside of us that can help us move forward. And it's the aligned action that's always going to be the key. And in this particular time where we're at, with the year of the serpent and the retrograde that we're in, I think this is just what I think is the more aligned action that you can do while you're in this mud, that's gonna, it's like a slingshot. It's like we're still being pulled backwards, but the energy that you put in right now, when the retrograde, when we come out of that, it feels like it could be an upswing instead, if at least that's how I'm gonna approach it, because that's how I feel energetically is the correct way to not fall down and feel sorry, not going to victim, and not giving up. Surrender and giving up are two very different things.
Very different things.
Surrendering and doing nothing is two very different things. And the challenge with the void is that you feel very uncertain of making choices because it's like there's the part of us that we don't really have access to when so much uncertainty comes in. So the ability to navigate in the void and to really be able to look in the dark and try to see the shore, and connect to the shore. That's for me, yeah. What are you feeling?
There's so many layers.
Yeah.
And this is where, because I'm feeling like, yes. And the medicine you're giving right now is exactly what I've needed because I've been stuck for a very long time. I've been in the overwhelmed from my trauma. So it's very hard to move forward. And so I need that the aligned action and the purpose is really pulling me forward right now, showing up to what I'm meant to do. And we're all different. So we're all learning something different in a new rhythm. And there's times where like when you were talking about like, what if you just get pulled down? And then I saw someone, even before you said it, just letting go into the mud. But the mud is like a rejuvenating mud spa that like releases you from below into a new reality. And then the second time when the ocean, I was reminded of this, and I posted this video on my Instagram when I was snorkeling and there was this big tide, like all of a sudden the waves like really kicked up and I was just being like tossed around. And I'm a swimmer, so like I could overpower it. Like I grew up swimming And so like my initial reaction was to like kick through and overpower. And then I was like, I just had like, just let go. And everything in me softened and I just rested and I allowed myself to be moved through, moved by the waves. And then after 40, I don't know, however many seconds, it stopped and I could move again. And this time the current was propelling me towards where I wanted to go. And it was this very strong moment of like, if I had tried to fight that current in the moment, I would have been really exhausted for when the time was actually right to allow myself to move. And so I think it's nuanced, and that's where the trust and the knowing your heart, because there's a time for pushing through and there's a time for letting go.
I mean, it's the balance of the snake also to move and to rest. So it's like aligned action and surrender. Aligned action, and it's almost like doing the action but allowing spirit or God or, you know, lead the way and do the work almost. And but it's like it's a so manifestation is it's a collaboration. It's a co-creation between you and spirit, or you and your universe, and you and God. So there has to be this element, and that's why also the serpent is such a magical creature and magical spirit or energy, because it has that capacity to be both, because it's very mysterious and very magical. And I mean, I really love what you said about the heart, because if we talk about manifestation and the Dharma, then the being connected to the heart is what will take you there. So the key thing to the void is to connect with the heart, and because the heart always knows where to go. It's always like automatically connected to to your Dharma. Unless you're operating from the mind, and then that's then you're not you're not automatically connected. The brain, the mind is doing the opposite. It cuts the connection to spirit. So if we lead with the heart, we know that we will always, you know, get to the right point
I like to
if we're
look at
connected.
the brain and the mind as a tool to enact the heart's visions into form. So it's not, it's just what are we prioritizing?
It's for me, it's more how to say, it's like what engine are you pulling from? So when you pull from the mind, you're pulling from the organ energy. You're depleting your own resources, because the mind is a hoax. It's supposed to be there, you know, temporary sometimes when you have certain things that the mind needs to, you know, go in and help with. But that has been, we should probably use the mind a fraction of what we are. So the mind has become our primary tool instead of the heart. And most people are very connected to the mind and very mind driven. But when we do that, then we are running on ideas and like coming from different positions, and that costs a lot of energy. And that energy is being drawn from the organs. And that's why we keep getting very ill and have symptoms and such, because there's not enough vitality in the body, because the mind, one, that's one of the things. And the second is that the emotions, the unprocessed emotions and the unprocessed stress in the nervous system is just pulling the organ energy. But when you start to manifest and you start to silence the mind and live from the heart, then the heart automatically navigates with spirit, because it knows where to go. And then you're drawing from source, and you're not pulling from your own energy. I mean, most people have are in positions where they've been using the mind since they were very small. So there's a lot of deficit. So it's not just like, oh, I meditate a little bit during day and then I don't, that's not what it is. It's much, much, much stronger, and it's It's a real thing. It's a big, it costs us a lot. Luhan talks about this a lot too. So it's a very, very, very interesting topic.
The wind's kicking up here.
Are we still doing the grounding?
It's time for that. Let's take a few deep breaths in and out. Awaken to the rhythm of the pouring rain. Surrender to the rhythm, let it wash your pain away. Awaken to the rhythm of the pouring rain. Surrender to the rhythm, let it wash your pain away. We're all feeling ourselves being surrounded by this void space, this dark womb energy. Shui Anyamai. And as we are being surrounded in this darkness, notice how we're also being held. Like we are a little baby and being held within the womb of our Divine Mother. Shuriya sanya we aya se ne. And I'm even seeing like an umbilical cord, like a little baby being surrounded in the membrane. And it's dark all around, but there's this beautiful starlight that's being fed into the child through the umbilical cord. So even if you were to look, it's dark everywhere. Just because you can't see the light and the nourishment coming in doesn't mean it's not there. Awaken to the rhythm of the pouring rain. Surrender to the rhythm, let it wash your pain away. Awaken to the rhythm of the pouring rain. Surrender to the rhythm, let it wash your pain away. And noticing how this little child, which is us, we are these infants learning from this massive creation process and cycle that we're in, is starting to glow. Shuya sanya. Because within the darkness, all the time she's been being fed, she or he has been being fed with this beautiful light. And notice if you can simply be in this space without needing to change it. If you can allow yourself to be held. Because at some point will come the time for you to unhook your little light tube that's been feeding you. And release it. And notice how now you're actually super in a free fall because you're not like hooked in anymore. But you're okay because you're filled with all this golden, radiant light and you're still held within this massive womb space and you're in the unknown and you're floating. And oh my God, what is going to happen? Ask to feel stable within the unknown. Ask for what you want. If you need to be in this space, if this is where you are right now to see what needs to be seen, to let go of what needs to be let go of, if this is where you are, ask for how you want to be in this space and for what you want to happen when you're ready to come out of it. Can I be this floating little, almost like this little membranous ball of light in this space? And can I still feel like I can trust where I'm at? And then you notice like something catches your awareness. And I just see you guys pointing your little golden finger. I want to go there. And then start zipping that way in your little light ball in the black womb space. And you come out. And you're all fresh, and it's like this like embryonic fluid, right? Just like falls and water falls off of you as your little bubble is burst, and you're somewhere. I don't know where you are. You know where you're going. And you look around. What do you want to happen now? Where do you want your little feet to be moved to? What compass do you want to lead your steps? Ask it, say it, command it. Want my heart to lead my steps. I want my purpose to lead my action. Shake it off, and it's like you're stepping out on a journey. And as we come back into right now from that little journey we went on, you might still be in the womb space, right? You might still be in the void, but you also kind of know where you're going. You've almost charted your little pathway through what you've been in.
Thank you. That was nice.
How does that feel for you now?
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, there's so many insights and realizations about, this particular moment in time, and, it's the ability to navigate with fear because fear is not something that will ever go away. It's not, I mean, of course you can live free from fear. I mean, you just got to. Or maybe not just, but you can create an environment for yourself that is completely made by yourself. And that's like what we mean a little bit about man, like speaking your reality and manifesting your own reality. You can create a space in, on this planet that is absolutely nuts right now, that is peaceful, but it might be hard because there's so much negativity in the world, and there's so much being pulled out, and there's so much going on, and so that might not be the easiest thing, but it is possible. But for most people, that's not the case, and there's so much. I mean, the current health status of humanity is very low. I believe that we operate on maybe, I don't know, less than 10% of our capacity. And a lot of that is because everything is fear-based and there's such a projection onto the nervous system from every single aspect. And it's so ingrained in the system. So I think right now, if you haven't done tons of work, and maybe if you even you have done tons of work, there's still fear.
Huge.
So I think one of the things with being in the void or being in this situation is that, you know, that it's very normal to have fear. It's not it's not how it's supposed to be. It's definitely not I'm not saying like, yeah, you just gotta, you know, deal with the fear and accept the fear, which you don't have to do, but it's like understanding that fear is part of the equation, and especially if you're trying to accomplish something new. I mean, you can create a situation for yourself that is very stable and very safe and all of that, but there's also a lot of people trying to create something and trying to do something or trying to change something or transform something, maybe oneself, maybe an external reality. And with a lot of fear, one might think that this is wrong to have all this fear. It shouldn't be like this. Or I can't do it. It's too much. And understanding that fear is an energy and an emotion, and sometimes we will just have to navigate with it. You know, we can't pause it, we can't remove it. If we have it, we have it, you know? And that's a very tough situation. And the more that we can remember where we're going and kind of put that image up, and or as Luhan says, to keep that on the altar of your perception, to stay with the vision. Navigating the ship at sea. It's a lot of trust. And sometimes we can't do anything else with the emotion than to just be with it and deal with it. And then we have to do that. You know, but expecting that there should not be any fear when moving in these times and creating something big that might not be possible, and learning how to navigate with it is key.
As you're speaking, I'm like, every day. If in this world, in this reality, when every single system is designed to keep you out of your heart, to keep you in fear, to keep you in judgment, to keep you from following what you want to actually do, the social contracts, the judgment, it's like in this reality, if you choose to live a life from your heart, you are going to face a new fear every other freaking day. And that's not a sign that something's wrong. That's a sign that you are breaking through to new levels of sovereign creative power within yourself, that you're saying over and over again, like, this barrier that's been placed in order to keep me here, I'm breaking through that one. You know, so someone, recently commented on something that I was really lucky, you know, because I'm traveling down here and I have no weird feelings about it, but I did have a little bit of weird feelings about it because like it almost implies like this life fell in my lap. And I'm very happy with my life because I'm doing what you're saying. I'm creating a reality where I feel good and safe and beautiful. But getting to this reality has taken unbelievable amounts of facing fears to move your entire life to a foreign country where you don't speak the language with a dog, and now you got to figure out all of this stuff in a car and your dog getting attacked. I mean, I was so afraid that my entire spine went out when I went to move here. I couldn't pack my stuff. I would literally stand up and fall on the ground because it was such a shift. And this happens over and over, just moving down to come travel. I'm living out of my car for months. I don't know where I'm going next. It's constantly terrifying. It constantly feels unstable. And yet, within this uncertainty and me wanting and craving a bit more stability than I have, there's just these beautiful moments of gold that I'm looking out at the ocean right now. And I'm just using this as an example because I think, what's the quote? It's like, I think you even sent this to us. Everything that you want lies on the other side of your fear. And
Yeah.
it's true. So I don't, I mean, a feeling, an intuitive notion that something's wrong or you're actually in danger is different than feeling afraid of breaking through to the next level of you,
No, I agree.
that your ego system is built to like keep you safe,
Yeah.
right? So I feel like I went on a little fire there, but it's really real that like you don't get to the reality you want without facing fear constantly because it's going to feel vulnerable always.
Yeah, that's and that's the kind of that's yeah, I think that's a reality that we need to deal with. But also, all fear is not yours, so we have to, but we don't know, like, is this fear that I'm feeling now, is that mine? Is it, where does it come from? Because we are constantly being projected with, I mean, we're consuming so much energy. Especially if you're kind of deeply immersed with the Western style society, then it's fear projections all over. And so the fear that you are experiencing might not be yours. I mean, there's tons of I mean, there's tons of things going on. And
Huge.
yeah, I mean, and
I
if
mean, your friends and family could be some
illnesses
of the
and yeah.
biggest fear projectors in your
Oh,
life
yeah.
because they want to keep you safe, and you're like, but I want to do this.
Yeah,
And then
it's a
now
whole
you're
thing.
dealing with some fear that's not even yours.
Yeah. I mean, they could be projected fear, it could be projected energy, could be, I mean, it could be from all kinds of places. So it's also one thing to, because we constantly feel that I'm not enough or I'm not doing enough and I shouldn't feel this way and something's wrong. And the thing is, like, yeah, something could be wrong because you might be in a circumstance that you shouldn't be in, or you're in a caught up in relationship or family dramas or marriage or whatever, friendships that is not healthy and dramatic, and that could be it. But it's like, yeah, have taking a big look at where does the energy come from, and kind of cutting off the sources of unnecessary fear input in your life is extremely valuable. I mean, that's we at some point we need to take responsibility for what we are inviting in our life. So there's many levels of fear. It's fears that is produced from the body, that because the organs and the vitality and the energy is stagnant and blocked, I mean, that creates fear. The mind creates fear. The society creates fear. All the systems create fear. I mean, everything creates fear. Money creates fear. I mean, it's a fear fest, So it's like being very diligent with the work and taking a look at, okay, who is projecting on me? Whose opinions do I even allow into my life? Do I have family members that shouldn't be my family members? Like we're obligated. There's some sort of invisible obligation to stay close with people who is not good for us. There's just no rules for you decide. Everyone decides.
So I was going to ask, so what do you do if you have all this fear and you're in this void and there's uncertainty, and what's the solution?
There's so many different solutions because it depends on what is. I mean, there's so many things that you can do for the fear itself. Like looking at your health, like understanding and starting to monitor where the fear comes from and what it is, because it's probably something that you can do something about. There's tons of tools, there's tons of nervous system regulation tools, there's retreats, there's I mean, we're doing a retreat with Luhan now once a month for 1 week, that is called Rising Ganesh, and it's an advanced Vipassana retreat. So it's he's going to teach techniques to shut off the mind and teach how to overcome the obstacles inside. And I mean, that's just going to be absolutely incredible. So there's so many different things
Is
that
that
you can
online
do
or in person?
in person.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I'm like,
You're like, well.
you know, as you're talking, I mean, you see me. I'm like touching my throat. I'm like right here. I feel it all. I mean, I feel the throat's my weakest. It's not my weak. Okay. That I didn't need to say. My throat is a freaking beacon of light.
Yeah,
But
that was very strange. Why did you say that?
because when I take a hit, it hits me here because my trauma's here, among other places. But so I'll get physical pain, I'll feel symptoms. So, like we're talking about this energy, like I'm super sensitive to energy. So, I'll feel a hit, a projection of fear of someone else or some from the matrix, wherever it's coming from, like I'll feel it. Or even if I'm doing a session with a client and I don't have good, my boundaries aren't, whatever, something's going on, like I'll feel the symptoms in my throat quite often. But it's also like my biggest tool and technology out. So this is interesting. I'm realizing this right now as I'm speaking because this is how I transmute and alchemize, and this is the whole like whatever your deepest wound in becomes your greatest power. But what I keep getting is I'm touching my throat and you're speaking because the possibilities and the modalities of healing and getting better are endless. I mean, there's so many resources. There's the nervous system regulation work, the journaling work, the mind work, the emotional work, the cleansing work. There's so many layers, and they're all needed. They're all at different points, and so it can feel a little overwhelming. There can even be fear of like, how do I start and how do I pick? And I know I had this so much, and I keep coming back to hearing this, like speak your reality into form, speak what you want, because you can set an intention, you can set a prayer, you know, thank you that I am being connected to the healers and the modalities and the people that are going to help me release fear. You know, any fear that's not mine, I let it go now. Please, Earth, take it, Source, take it. Because it starts to create a pathway. And then there's a million other things you can do, right? Like it's not just this. I've done so much work and I've come so far because of the work I've been doing with you guys in particular, where like this is finally transmuting out of my body. But I don't think I could have gotten here to even receive the work you're doing without a huge prayer every day of please help me find a way to heal because I don't know the way out of this. And so we have to start somewhere. And how easy is it to be sitting on your bed, like immobilized in whatever, the void or the depression or the pain, and to say, please help me find a way out of this. And anything that's not mine, I release now. I ask the light to take out of my body, you know? And then you trust that to lead you forward. You trust to every next step.
But that's why the aligned action is the way, because it's like action is what's going to take us out of the void, because the void is very deeply connected with the nervous system response, and that's the freeze response, and that's like being paralyzed, and that's fear. It's a fear response, and being paralyzed of fear, like I can't do anything, I'm not good enough, I can't move, this doesn't work, like everything is kind of blocked and stuck. And the aligned action is to find a way to move through that. That's like, because that kind of response in the body connects so much to the I don't know if people read the Bhagavad Gita and things like that. You know, I don't expect people to do that, but they talk about the three energetics, the tamas and the rajas and the sattva. And the sattva is like the grounding space where you have access to all your creativity and your sense of safety and peace and it's like spirit, mind, and connection. And then the rajas is the fight or flight. That's how I say the action, and that action can also be negative. because it's too much passion, it's too much being run by desire and perfection and process, like competition and things like that. And then you have the tamas, the freeze response, and that is considered to be the darkness, the evil, the lethargy, it's the thing that kind of just kills everything, you know? Because the freeze response, you know that because you're in Simba's TRE. And we know that that's the place that is a preparation for death. So it is actually the body giving up. So
That feels
when,
like my hell.
yeah, that it is hell. It is the representation of
This is
hell
what
because
I've
you
been
can't
stuck
get
in for the
out.
last 4 years.
Yeah, because you can't get out.
And it's almost created like it was creating like a psychosis almost,
Yeah,
because
that's
there's this
yeah.
part of me that knows my creative potential, that knows all this stuff. But because
Yeah.
there was all this unprocessed trauma living in the body, I was stuck in tamas for 9 years.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything that feels worse. Like, it feels way better to show up and have to fight and have to do something. Not, I'm not talking about fight, right? But fight for something you're creating, like
No,
work
action.
hard,
Take action for
action,
something
and be
because you're
tired
moving the energy. Yeah.
than it does to just be stuck. That's, I think, the hardest place to be.
Yeah. And that's why it's so interesting with this with the void, because that's it's so deeply connected to that, and finding a way, and that's so many people who teach how to get out of the freeze. It's like the movement is key, so that's why exercise and movement, and I mean all of the Luban Pai that Luhan does is basically a way to move the body out of freeze. And to clear whatever is blocking you and kind of aligning the energetics. I mean, I can't explain this in any way or form that, you know, gives it the respect that it needs. But I can feel it, you know, how it's like I'm slowly stepping out of it, and I get more and more. So even now I feel like I'm in the void. I'm still doing things. I'm if I would just sit down and do nothing, I would that's then the energy just grows, you know? And that's when we kind of check out and do other things, and that's what the freeze response is doing, is creating these flight patterns of different, it could be food, sex, relationship, I mean anything, you know, Netflix, whatever, alcohol, drugs, anything. Anything that gets that out of that state. So the way forward is to meet whatever you have in front of you.
I'm feeling a lot as you're speaking.
Yeah, I can.
I'm
I
like,
would
what's
notice.
going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting how we set out on this course to talk about manifesting from the void, and we're looking at fear and being stuck, and I think it's these things that keep us from what we want.
Yeah,
Because
absolutely.
if
It keeps us
we're
off the path, the dharmic
yeah.
path.
Because, yeah, it's one of those polarities, right? These truths that have been taught for centuries, for thousands and thousands of years, they're so simple.
Yeah.
And
That's
yet,
what
to
Luhan says all the
understand them
time,
in a human
simplicity.
body, it's so complex.
Yeah.
Someone was talking to me like, well, it's all love. It is all love. That is 100% true. What does love and action look like in a planet full of this?
Yeah.
It might look like maybe an action that doesn't look that loving, but it's needed. So it's just comes back to this, like, okay, it's so simple. Just say what you want and create it. Know what you want and create it. But then there's so much that comes in from doing this, and now there's the stuckness and the fear and the all the things. So it's just, yeah, it's an interesting balance and dynamic.
Seems like our time is up.
Is it already?
I don't know. Feels like it.
Okay, let's do. Maybe it's just feels like there's one more thing that wants to come through.
Okay.
Do you have something? So I'm seeing a little. Like a light connection coming up from my heart to source and back down, so that I'm standing in this column of light. And I'm saying I because it's everyone's choice if they want to do this too. I'm not going to do this for anyone. And I'm just hearing I am surrounded by light. And if you want that, then claim it. And it's there for you. Always. I let go of anything that's not serving me. I let go of any energies that are not serving me. Any manipulations and cords that are not serving me. I am surrounded by light. And I'm very clearly saying that and doing that for me. Sometimes I'm doing that for everyone on the call, and that's not what's happening. So I'm doing it for me. And if you want to do it for you, do it for you. That's your free will choice. But
No,
I know
but the,
how I want to feel.
yeah. No, but it's very much connected to that we have to create our own reality. That's it's so clear, you know? And facing the whatever, like understanding and figuring out what stands in the way of you and your creation is key.
I feel
So,
totally complete. How do you feel?
huh?
I feel totally complete. How do you
Yeah,
feel?
I feel complete.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, how can they find you? How do you find Liz? What do you have
Liz
going
W.
on?
Wagner. Liz W. Wagner on Instagram, website lizwwagner.com. So many things want to come through me right now because I can feel the collective getting ready to wake up in a big way. So I'm just going to be pumping out one thing after another
Yeah.
of what my heart wants to bring into the world to help people. So right now it's a throat course, but we're going to be going a lot deeper into some of these other topics. So the invitation's there. I'm going to be doing some free stuff, I think, too, just to help folks. So if you follow me on those things, you'll see what's going on. How about you?
Yeah, we are fully merging with Luhan, our teacher. So that is coming into full fruition. And we're also going to have a lot of stuff coming out. My Sarah brand, the Ascend with Sarah, I launched my portal, my Ascension portal, my online portal. So you can go ahead and join us there. Yeah. And we're also launching the Parallel Perception and Living with the Spirit community. So it's yeah, the Spirit of Parallel Perception is what the name is now. Yeah. The Spirit of Parallel Perception.
I'm so glad I'm here. I mean, since these energies have landed, like I feel like I've freaking skyrocketed since tapping in with you guys together
Yeah.
with Parallel Perception and Living with the Spirit. It's been like a decade of growth in 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months. I mean,
Wild.
you've been in my business containers, and then we paused that because you realized that, okay, I gotta, because, you know, it's difficult to launch a business if you're constantly in the void or, you know, with fear and trauma. I mean, it's just impossible. So we paused that and realized, okay, we gotta move through this stuff first. And we did that. And now you're back. I mean, when we started, you couldn't do anything with your business. It's crazy. And now, you know, months later, you're just skyrocketing. It's incredible. And
Popping
then,
something out after another.
So you were working with Simba for a while. And then you started, since Luhan came here, you started to do in-person sessions and also online sessions. And after that, it feels like,
Yeah, the combo of the three of you guys, it's a big deal. So it's amazing to see that landing and anchoring and everything that's going to happen there.
I mean, he's been here for 4 or 5 months now, and we're doing the retreats, the Vipassana retreats. That's once a month for the whole year. That's incredible. And we're also going to start doing a lot of things together, and we're going to do an abundance course and relation. We're going to work with couples and relationships, and because he's teaching us his ancient secret practices that he's basically hasn't been teaching to a lot of people. And it's so Simba and I are going to start sharing that. We're going to also start podcasting. So you and I will be doing every second week, and me and Simba will be doing every second week. So every second week we will be focusing on like relationships. It can be, yeah.
Oh,
So
super sweet.
I mean, it could be any relationships. It could be couples or friendships or colleagues. I mean, it's the interpersonal connection with other humans, and that's one of the most infiltrated and dysfunctional systems that's pretty much the root of, evil is really hiding in the communication and the interconnectedness and how we relate and how we treat each other. So yeah, that's going to be one of the main topics that we're going to focus on, but we have so much, there's so much going on. It's just, the three of us, there's so much that we can move and so much we can do. And so it's a very, very interesting process. It's very dynamic, and it's very how to say, transformative. So I need to look at all the things that I have in my way that stands in front of me and whatever is next. And but this is the year of the ascension, so it's the aligned action, and we're really, really going for it. So I'm actually deciding to open up space for three people that I will be private coaching as part of this year, and to join me on this journey and this year of ascension and this energetics. So I'm opening up for three people. And I'm gonna custom design the setup for these three. So it can be, it's not a fixed format. I have so many different ways that I can create containers. So yeah, I'm opening up for three people. So if that's interesting, or if there's anything that, just contact me if anything sounds like there's something that you want to do. But we will be doing a lot of things. So yeah, you can follow me on my Ascend with Sarah Instagram, and you will see all of it, or follow Parallel Perception at Luhan. And yeah, we're going to merge more and more, and there's going to be more and more coming. So that's super exciting. And
Amazing.
yeah, it's
And
phenomenal.
I can speak, your mentorship has like, again, we had the course 5 months ago for the business, and I was at pretty much zero. I mean, I was seeing clients one-on-one. But as far as my getting the systems out there to really help as many people as I feel like we're building up to, it's completely shifted since us working together. So it works.
It does. It does. And yeah, I mean, the three people that I'm opening up for, it could be business, could be launching your brand, or personal, or navigating, or spirit. It doesn't, I mean, if you know I'm the person, then we will figure it out. Yeah, that's the easiest way to do it. Yeah, that's it. That's all we have for today. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Yeah.
We got this.
Yep. And I'll see you soon again. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to creating more shows with you, more podcasts. It feels really good.
It does.
Yeah. Okay, bye everyone. See you next time.